Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Bastard Series prediction show. The Red Sox just wrapped up a four-game set with the Yankees, losing 3 out of 4. They now head to Toronto to take on the Toronto Blue Jays this weekend. I'm your host, Jason Kelly. I'm here with Micah Storms and Terry Cushman. So, guys, let's get into this three-game set starting Friday night, 7:07 start. Brian Bayo going for the Red Sox against Jose Berríos. Micah, what do you like in game one?
I think this might be the best opportunity for the Red Sox to get a win with Bayo on the mound. Red Sox usually hit Berríos pretty well. I believe in his career against the Sox, his ERA is over 4. Blue Jays are coming off a four-game sweep to Texas, so I don't know if anybody really saw that one happening. So I suppose Toronto really needs this game, but I'm going to go with the Red Sox, Bayo, maybe a little September pressure on Toronto, but give me the Sox in game one for really no reason other than Bayo.
Terry, what do you got?
I'll also take the Red Sox in this one. Blue Jays got their shortstop back there, Bo Bichette, but I think Bayo is kind of, you know, back on the upswing, and I don't think the Red Sox will have too much trouble in game one.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Red Sox in game one as well. This is, if they're going to win any game in this series, it's got to be game one. Bayo's probably your best starter. They tend to hit Berríos pretty well. I think the Red Sox could be maybe a little bit rejuvenated too. Some guys are trying to prove themselves to, you know, the organization after all the news that broke this week. So I could see them coming out on Friday night, having a good game in game one. So I'll take the Red Sox for game one as well. Game two is Saturday at 3:07. Chris Sale going for the Red Sox, and he's going up against Chris Bassett. Micah, what do you like in game two?
Chris Bassett has been really good for the Blue Jays, really consistent, kind of what they signed up for. He threw 7 strong innings at Fenway Park previously in the season a couple weeks ago against the Sox. But again, this one comes back to the Red Sox pitcher Sale. It's not the Orioles, but I just don't have a lot of confidence in him. What's the velocity going to be? I don't know. But I feel like the home run ball in that ballpark against that offense could be a problem. So I'm taking the Blue Jays in game two.
Terry.
I think it's going to be a bloodbath for the Blue Jays. I just think Sale is just going to get lit up. He'll probably have a quick hook anyway, but I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't get out of the second inning. And I think this is a really good opportunity for the Blue Jays to finally snap that losing streak if they don't do it in game one.
Yeah, I'm taking Toronto game two as well. Chris Bassett has been really good. He pitched great against the Red Sox his last outing, as Micah pointed out. And at this point with Chris Sale, I'm amazed he's still even on the mound at this point in the season, given where the Red Sox are, given the fact that their season's pretty much over. He's, you know, he'll give you his all, but I just don't think he has much left in the tank at this point. I think Toronto, you know, they've got a good right-handed hitting lineup that can take advantage of him. So I think they'll put up some runs on Sale pretty quickly, and I got Toronto taking game two as well. So with that, we'll get to the finale, game three, Sunday afternoon at 1:37. Nick Pivetta going against Hyunjin Ryu for the Blue Jays. Micah, what do you got in the finale?
I was at the game when Pivetta was the bulk guy against the Blue Jays at Fenway Park in that series where Toronto swept him. He did not look good against that Blue Jays offense, and I know he had a good outing. against Baltimore, I think, or last weekend. But I'm just not sold that Pivetta can get this Blue Jays lineup out. And Ryu, he's a really good pitcher. Just think the Blue Jays need it way more than the Red Sox. I just wonder what the motivation is going to be for this team for the final 15 games or so, 20 games, whatever's left. So I think the Blue Jays are in desperation mode, and I think they take game three.
Terry, what do you got?
Hard to disagree with, Mike. Pivetta up and down. He is coming off of a decent start. But the other thing you have to consider here is, what's the bullpen going to look like after game three with that really robust offense? So I just don't know how much support he's going to have behind him. And Ryu was injured most of the year, so he's a pretty fresh arm compared to, you know, most of the starting pitchers in the league. So I'll take the Blue Jays to win game three, and that would make it two out of three games for me.
Yeah, not much surprise here. I'm also taking the Blue Jays game three. Nick Pivetta does not pitch well against the Blue Jays. 2-4 with an ERA near six. He's given up 15 homers to them in 12 starts. Toronto's a power-hitting lineup. Pivetta is always susceptible to the long ball. So I know he's pitching in his, you know, his home country, but that's not enough for me to give him the edge. I think you made a great point about the bullpen as well. I mean, the bullpen might be completely taxed by this point. I think they're just taxed in general at this point in the season, given how their usage has been all year. So I don't think you'll have much of a bullpen heading into that game. So you could see Pivetta potentially by the fourth inning getting knocked around, and it could get real ugly from there. So I will take Toronto in the finale as well. So I've got them going two games out of three also. So with that, we will wrap up. The weekend crew will have you guys Monday morning to recap this very Blue Jays series. So until then, everyone, take care.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.